Blog Talk Radio. question of the week. And the question of the month and the question of the year. I might even dare say the question of the decade. What's going on? Well, I know one thing going on, and that is welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and you found yourself at the right place at the right time. And I thank you for tuning in to another edition of our program, where week in and week out we bring you the news and information that's called from around the world. It's news that you can use, news that's intended to encourage you, to inspire you, to empower you, and certainly to instill you to get involved and make a difference. It's news that, well, it's news that you can use. As I said, it's news for you, by you, and of you. Most of our programming topics and or guests come from you, the listener, and we certainly appreciate that. If you have a suggested guest or topic, especially if it is not something that's hitting the mainstream media, because you see, that's what we're about, bringing you information that you don't typically hear on mainstream, let us know. Send me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore, C-L-A, 1-8, at msn.com. And certainly you will get a response, and we'll certainly look into your suggestion. Of course, we'll vet and do a little research on it, because we pride ourselves on not just being talking heads and having any topic or guest on pertaining to information that's not grounded in at least truth, and that is going to move our society, our culture, the individuals therein forward. So, I look forward to hearing from you. So do, please do, send us your information. You know, yesterday was the anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I hope everyone took some time out, if just for 2 minutes, to just reflect on just what that is. Just reflect, as I said, on just what that is. It's one of the most significant events in the history of the world. No, I'm not overstating it. This is not an overstatement here. Last week, I preempted my own radio program because of the significance of that event. We had scheduled a couple of guests who were truly going to enlighten and do all the things that we intend to do here on Progressive News. But it was just so important that we acknowledged just what was taking place, that we preempted that. And we preempted it because of a significant event, and that was the gunning down of Stephen Clark. A horrific, horrific incident that took place. And it's occurrences like that that I believe the energies thereof brought Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to the fore. Yeah, I know. We think about it in terms of Rosa Parks sitting, just sitting. But certainly, it was about more than that. It was about not being able to even use a restroom or eat in a restaurant or drinking from a water fountain. That's part of what this was really about. It was about African Americans being lynched. Period. It was about massive discrimination and alienation of African Americans. And it was beyond that. It was about bigotry and prejudicism. And yes, I dare say that these are some of the same things that led up to this killing of this young man, Stephen Clark. The young man was shot 20 times, 20 rounds. And more information is coming out. He was shot in the back. In his grandmother's backyard. So, my concern is we must not forget. Because you see, between 2013 and to date, 73 minorities were killed by police officers. Now, that was hitting the mainstream. I would say easily, it's very possibly more than double that. Easily. Unarmed blacks now. Now, we're just talking unarmed, right? And those that hit the mainstream. So I want to stir the consciousness of the listeners. Just stirring the consciousness of the listeners. You know, it was a Spike Lee movie that had a theme at the end that said, "Wake up. Wake up." That's what we all must do. I'm not pointing the finger at you. I'm pointing the finger back at me, which is why I'm taking this time out right now to give this the time that it needs. Folks, we are in dire times. You cannot trust the media, mainstream media. You cannot trust it. Do a survey. Just watch in any given two-hour span how much negative information is there. How many drugs are sold with multitudes of side effects. How many products are being sold to you that are not in your health's best interest. So, folks, listen to me. Listen to me as I'm telling you. These are serious times. Very serious times. And we, the people, that should be familiar phraseology. We are going to be the ones to make the difference. We are going to be the ones to make the difference. I've talked just about foods being sold. Let me just stop there for a moment. You know, as a nutritionist, someone that is aware of the value of good, wholesome, nutritious food, I can tell you, if you really want to extend your life, consider what you're ingesting more carefully. Oh, I know you consider it. I said consider it more carefully. However, wherever you are in the spectrum, whether you're a vegan, a vegetarian, someone that's careful about eating too many meats or too much sugar, wherever you are, or whether you're someone that just eats whatever you feel, I would just ask that you're more discerning about the food that you're taking in. Not just for you, but for your loved ones, for those that you will impact. What we're being faced with by our so-called watchdogs, and I'm talking about the FCC, those individuals in our government, or I'm talking about the United States of these Americas now. The FCC, Federal Communications Commission, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. I'm talking about the USDA. I'm talking about those federal agencies that are truly supposed to be looking out for us. Cigarettes should be illegal. They're proven to kill you. I'm not talking about going into a dictatorship. I'm not even talking about communism, though I believe certain types of it has its values. I'm not a proponent. But I am talking about having boundaries to protect us. Because you see, where do you stop on the spectrum? Where do you stop on the spectrum of intervention by the government for the well-being of its constituents? I mean, there's a broad spectrum. Everything from dictatorship, you will have this, you will do that, as you live and breathe day to day, to total freedom. So let's think about this. There's gun control. You have the right to smoke yourself to death. You have the right to eat yourself to death. And even to drink yourself to death. Because of the freedoms. Now, again, I'm here in America, the United States, and at a point we'll expand beyond these borders in this dialogue. But just for this brief segment this evening, I want to talk about, as the opening bumper tune, and that was Miss Etta James, the iconic Etta James, by the way, for those of you who are wondering what a version of that Marvin Gaye tune it was. It's her own rendition of What's Going On. Because what I'm talking about is truly what's going on. What's on television now, I dare say, has contributed to the degradation of our society. So how much freedom is too much freedom? It's a question we need to really begin to ask ourselves. Is our society more perverted today than it was 50 years ago? It's a question. It's a simple question. And I like to have that dialogue. I'm questioning it. I can't say I know 100%. I can't say that. But what I can say is there was a young man, Stephen Clark, that was murdered. He was gunned down. Okay? He was gunned down. And he had no weapon in his hand. That I can tell you. And it happened right here in these United States. And it's not an isolated incident. It's one of too many incidents that have taken place. And we must stop getting lukewarm after these events take place. And I say that's what we did. Yes, I say that's what we did. After those 73 killings. From New York to Baltimore to Texas, South Carolina, Missouri, Cleveland, my hometown. Tonight, folks, before I go off too much, let me tell you what we have in store for you. A real treat, a real treat. Someone who talk about being grounded is grounded. And I'm more than honored to have him on the program and to have come to know him as a friend and colleague and even a mentor. And joining us this evening will be Dr. Craig Wright, numerologist, author, counselor, humanitarian. He'll be discussing numerology, what it is, how it can positively impact your life. So, we're going to just take a quick little break, and we're going to come back. Dr. Craig Wright on the other side of this brief intervention.
only love can conquer hate. And you know, we got to find a way, to bring some loving here today. Picket lines, and there's picket signs, and don't punish me with brutality.
Going on. Yes. What's going on? Welcome back to Progressive News Weekly. As I was saying before the brief break, and I just had to play that tune, Etta James rendition of What's Going On again. Listen, I'm passionate about what's going on here, what's happened recently with the, I believe, killing, murdering of Stephen Clark, the young man that was murdered in Sacramento by police, at the hands of the police. This is my perspective of it, with the information limited as it is that I do have, but that's it just happens to be my perspective. It's happening too much, too many loose guns, and now they want to bring guns in the classroom. I disagree. That's my opinion. What's your opinion? But before we go there, we have a special, extra special guest this evening, in that we have Dr. Craig Wright with us. And Dr. Craig Wright is truly a friend of Progressive News Weekly. For those of you few listeners, because most of our listeners are very familiar with Dr. Wright, he's a numerologist and author, counselor. He holds a PhD in metaphysics. He's earned a degree in psychology as well. He studied both religion and philosophy in depth. His services are sought after nationally as well as internationally, and his work spans over three decades. This evening, Dr. Wright is back to give us some insight about numerology, dispel some of the myths that are too often bantered about numerology, and clear the air, if you will, on what numerology really is about, and no better than himself with his background to do just that. And then talk hopefully a little bit about some of the occurrences. I'm always appreciative for Dr. Wright's awareness of what's happening in our society and his willingness to even, give us some thoughts on how
the numbers speak to some of the events that are going on. For example, yesterday being the assassination, the anniversary, 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, and perhaps he'll be able to, you know, let us know what the numbers say about that date in time. Be very interesting. Now, the last but not least, the one really, really benevolent and wonderful thing that Dr. Wright does when he joins us is he gives you the opportunity to talk with him about numerology and willingly even will share with you some insights about yourself or others, including loved ones, based on their numbers, their birth date typically. So with that said, Dr. Craig Wright, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you, Dell. Always a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on the program.
Yeah, it's just been a pleasure and an honor for us to have you as a true partner. And as we've come to know each other over the years, it's been an extra special pleasure in that light. Dr. Wright, I'm not sure how much you heard of some of the dialogue that I've been having at the program, but these are tumultuous times. I know even there in your fair city of Baltimore, you've experienced this, you know, this situation of unarmed, you know, black men being killed at the hands of our so-called, you know, protectors, our finest. What's your general thought about this before we get into some of the numerology? Well, and from a numerology perspective even, what is some of your thoughts?
Well, Dale, as you know, and you mention quite often, I am a metaphysician. I'm a metaphysician. For those who don't know, metaphysics is the study of that which does not appear. Basically, we believe everything that appears is a manifestation of energy, if you will. From a scriptural standpoint, everything is living word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and that was all there was the word of God. So from a metaphysical perspective, you have to look at things that way. Things are proceeding according to a divine will, which quite often we don't perceive. We can't perceive except over time. For example, we just celebrated Easter, which was preceded by Good Friday. Well, we call it Good Friday now. We call it Good Friday now because of what happened on that third Sunday, the resurrection. But on that first Friday, it wasn't called Good Friday. In fact, it was a storm and the earth got very dark on that day of the crucifixion. And people were wailing and moaning. But on the third day with the resurrection, now we call it Good Friday. So I just want to throw that out there to reflect upon or use that as a way of looking upon what we are perceiving or judging as being bad today. If you look at every major movement, every major surge forward, there was a cost. There's a cost to freedom. There's a cost to freedom. I mentioned the story of Christ. Christ was a martyr. And in John 13:33, he asks us to love one another as he has loved us. So if that's the example that we're giving, if that's how we're supposed to love, and if we pre-exist as living word, before we're formed in the womb, if we pre-exist as living word, there are souls who are choosing to give their lives for the betterment of the rest of us, just as Christ did, just as Martin Luther King Jr. did. You mentioned his assassination date, April the 4th, 1968. It's one of those days, if you're around, you never forget. April the 4th, 1968. It was a day of change. If you add 4 and 4, that's 8. 1968, 1, 9, 6, and 8 add up to 24. 8 and 24 is 32, and 3 plus 2 is 5, and that's change. But the number 32 is a symbol of God's power and victory. So quite often we hear, well, let's not have a funeral, let's celebrate someone's life, a celebration of life, not a sad time of mourning, but a celebration of life. So from a metaphysical perspective, Dr. King had fulfilled his purpose, and in fact, it was his martyrdom that spawned all the legislation which has become known as civil rights legislation. So, I remember it was a very sad day. I remember that. People literally went crazy, looting, bombing, burning. But from that came job opportunities, increased wages, and financial aid for minorities to go to school. So, yeah, it was a dark day. It was a terrible loss. And it's still, if you, like I said, if you're around, if you live through those times, then you know it still stings today. and it won't go away. But if it wasn't for a Dr. King, there would not have been a Barack Obama. And that includes his giving his life. So from a metaphysician's point of view, these lives aren't being taken. These lives are being martyred. These are souls that have decided before they were formed in the womb, they were going to die in the manner in which that they have, to bring about more awareness, reform, improvement. Here in Baltimore City, after the Freddie Gray incident, the wave of reform has uncovered irreparable team that was out there robbing drug dealers. We've got cameras now. We've got a new police commissioner. There's been a wave of social improvement. I'm not saying that it's been all washed away by any means, but as a result of that martyrdom, we've seen a lot of changes here. And we still need more, but as a result of that, we've seen a lot of progress. So from a metaphysical point of view, it's all God, it's all good.
Wow. So, you know, from what you're saying, that folks who have been killed, and I mentioned 73 mainstream killings at the hands of police, unarmed minorities, black primarily, are in a sense...
Well, that's where we differ in our perception. From a purely material sense, it appears as though these people have been killed.
Yeah.
It appeared as though Jesus was betrayed and murdered, nailed to a cross.
Yeah.
That's how it appeared. But if you know the scripture, if you study his life, that's what he came here to do.
Yeah.
He came here to do that. If you read the word and study the scripture, before we are formed in the womb, we have a contract with our Creator. You see, we're not physical beings who have occasional spiritual experiences. We're spiritual beings who are having a temporary physical experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we sit
mm-hmm.
at the table before in spiritual form, and we sit at the table and we decide the experiences, the people we're going to meet, our race, our creed, our parents, although most people, you hear people say, well, you can't choose your parents. Yes, you do. They're in on a bargain, too. Long before you're formed in the womb, these decisions are made metaphysically in a spiritual form. And then they come here and they play out. So, yes, people are enraged, as well they should be. As well they should be. But these are brothers and sisters who have chosen to bring on that ire by showing the greatest act of love there is, which is to lay down their life for their brothers and sisters. So, yeah, it appears as though they're being murdered, but I call them martyrs. I say they chose that experience, just like the Christ chose that experience. There was no betrayal. Judas chose to be the person to tell where he was hiding. Without that act, there's no, they can't capture Christ without the capture. There's no trial without the trial. There's no washing of hands. There's no crucifixion, and there's no Christianity. It's not for those 30 pieces of silver. So metaphysically speaking, Judas has been getting a bad rap for thousands of years. So it depends on your perspective, Daryl, but these are people who've made the ultimate sacrifice. They've laid down their lives, and people should be enraged. Very often we hear people who are motivated to become activists, to become political activists, because something happens to their child or something happens to their classmate, and it touches them. It's deep. It touches them. And they're out there on the front line making it make a difference. My best friend died of a drug overdose, Daryl, and that's how I got into the science, the study of the science of numerology. It was always there. Losing my best friend at a young age put me in a frame of mind where I needed answers. I needed answers, and I needed to know why things were happening around me, and I needed them quick. So we experience these losses. We want to know why. Why is this happening? Why does this continue to happen? And we're going to see the changes as a result of this. We're going to see better education. We're going to see higher pay for police officers. We're going to see higher educational standards for police officers. We're going to see new regulations about when it's okay to fire your weapon, because this line about "I fear for my life" is just getting old. So we're going to see changes in reform as a result of these souls who have decided to show the ultimate love, which is to lay down their life.
I guess the point that I was making was that these men, you know, came here knowing what he was coming here for, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And these men and women unknowingly paid the ultimate sacrifice. I believe even Martin.
that's a really powerful assumption to make.
Yes, it is. It is, because I don't know. It is.
But everybody is welcome
it
to
is.
Their. Everybody is welcome to their own point of view, their own point of reference.
It is an assumption. I let me raise my hand. You know, you play basketball and you know you foul somebody. You have to raise your hand. So I raised my hand. Yes, it's an assumption. These guys came here. But I don't know that. I don't. But I'm just going on my. All I can do is go on my perspective at this point. I don't have anything other than that to go on. You know, there are those that might say, some of them, you know, lived the lifestyle that was going to lead to that. Did they deserve to be gunned down? In some cases, you know, 20 rounds or 30 rounds. Well, everything is a perspective, like you said.
Nobody deserves that any more than Christ deserved I cross. So there's going to be the outcry, the outrage. But rather than giving them a win, you feel me? Rather than giving them a win, I choose to say, these great souls, when they were in spirit form, made a contract with the Creator to improve our society by giving their life. Do I remember sitting down? Do I remember sitting down and in spirit form talking to an entity about what was going to happen in my life? No.
But it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
I don't have any recollection of it. Do I believe that that's what happened? Yes. Because part of it is to be planted in the soil. The seed is planted in the soil. So we have no recollection of that experience until something traumatic happens. Something traumatic happens, and that's what triggers it. So when we see these occurrences, it triggers something in us to respond in a certain way. And when you see the people marching as they did back in 68, when you see the people taking to the streets and marching and protesting, and taking over administration buildings, when you see these things happening, that's change. That's how change happens in a democratic society. That's how
this
change happens.
In fact, I would submit that every major significant change had some influence at a grassroots level. That benefited the grassroots. I would submit that for sure. And yes, it did stir souls and energies, even this most recent one. And as I had mentioned in the top of the program, you know, it seems like we get lukewarm after time expires. Different to some extent. I would say a significant extent. Again, back to my perspective, from that ultimate sacrifice that Christ made, because when that took place, there was a massive worldwide acknowledgement, and it didn't seem to cool off.
Yes, after thousands of years, but when that happened, his crew was dispersed, and his main voice had denied him three times. So it took thousands and thousands of years, and it's still growing today. We still have heard the story, but we have not lived up to it. Another example, Emmett Till. Till, the black boy who made a mistake, who lived up north, who made a mistake of whistling at some white woman, and his body was decimated. But his parents made the decision to open the casket, to have an open casket funeral so people could see what racial hatred was, so they could see it, so they could visualize it, so they could see the tangible results of it. And that went a long way to eliminating. It didn't start right away, but that went a long way to eliminating the act of lynching. So the cost of freedom is buried in the ground, my brother. That's the cost of freedom. And these are great souls. And we should honor their lives by making sure we change it and bring about the changes as a result of what has happened to them, as a result of their sacrifice. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we should say, oh, well, he chose to do that, not by any means. All I'm saying is, let's honor these brothers who have made these sacrifices. Let's honor them, and let's pursue what they gave. If they cared enough to give their life for this issue, let's pursue it, and let's bring about justice. That's what I'm saying.
We're on the same page in that vein, and I guess from that point we all have
the other way of looking at it just perpetuates hate. oh, you killed one of mine, so we want to get two of yours. That's what Moses taught. Eye for eye. The other way perpetuates, hey, look what they're doing, let's get them. But if you look at it, look at the love. The greatest love is to give your life. There's no greater love than to give your life. So we say, look at the love that these brothers are exhibiting. If we come from it from a perspective of we're spiritual entities who were created by the Word, we have a contract with God, and this was part of their contract, and they're exhibiting that love to that extent, or we need to be about some gun control, or we need to be about some reform of the police state in our nation. And look who's taking the brunt. Black men. The first person to die for America was a black man. First body count in the war with England was a black man.
That's true.
And quiet as it's kept, Jesus was a person of color, a black man. So from a historical perspective, we've been leaders in love and change on this planet for eons. And change and slavery, none of it can stop.
So you're saying we need to honor those who have given their lives and make a difference. And not
yes,
just and give the old and not just
karma.
Give the old well. Excuse
that's
me.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying.
What are some of your
and
suggestions?
That's what time it is. That's where we are. We're in the number 20 year. 2 + 0 + 18 = 20, and it's time for turning points. So in a number 20 year, you're walking down the road, you come to a fork in the road, and you can't go on. You cannot continue on the same manner in which you've been going. There has to be change. Reconstruction. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. And there are going to be sudden events that will require turning points. It's going to happen to all of us. And it's happening, it's playing out in our society, in our culture. A change of location, a new job. Where even in 1600, he's shaking up all the trade deals that we've had for eons, new relationships there. So that's the kind of energy that we are facing, and it's time for change. And people aren't saying, oh, well, people are taking to the streets. And, you know, there has been change. You know, we see a great deal of change from the riots from the Freddie Gray incident. And that is the nature. That is how change happens in a democratic society. And we're in a year of change right now. So no one should be resisting the need for change. They should be adaptable. It's time to come together to reach common sense conclusions. We're having people coming together, countries coming together, having spoken to each other for decades. China, North Korea, South Korea. And ultimately, we can expect a summit with the United States and North Korea as well. As well as a lot of summits in the cities, the inner cities, with community leaders and police groups, and changing the concept of what policing is here in America.
Dr. Wright?
Yes, sir.
We have a caller who would like to have a comment. So let's hear. We have one of our regular listeners. I recognize a number. Hello, you are live on Progressive News Weekly, and you are on the air with myself, Daryl Clark, and I recognize this number. And also, you have Dr. Craig Wright. Do you have a comment or question, or you'd like a reading for yourself or someone? You're live.
Hi, Dr. Wright and Daryl. This is Cosmic Beauty calling, and I guess I have a comment that may cause a controversy, but we can disagree and agree in, you know, in a good way. First, I would just like to just make a small comment about dying on the cross. Well, at that time, that is the way that a person that got convicted of death, that's how they died. They did that then, like he was next to a thief or whoever else was on the cross with him. I'm thinking a little bit fast. I can't think of the other person, but there were three of them. And this is the way that, just like now, they have the injection, lethal injection, and the other things that they have, well, just a comment to let people know that, yes, it was an atrocity, but that's how a person who was convicted of convicted to die, this is how they killed them. All right. The other thing that I wanted to say is that, and it may not sound right, but I don't think that it's up to them, and when I say them, I mean the powers that be, to look out for us. I think it's something that we should do for each other, just like Daryl, whose name is also a heavenly warrior, because he chooses these wars to fight, and he is a heavenly warrior. So it's his platform to bring these things out for us to speak about and to learn about. But I don't think that it's that the powers that be are supposed to look out for us. And it may be wrong. We're not children. I think that it all begins in the way that we're taught when we're children, and that's why the family value is so strong. And that's what's going on while we're having so many catastrophes now, because we've kind of lost that. We've lost that thing with the family. The other thing that I'd like to say is that this is a nation that is competitive society, and it's really made so that everyone, well, it's supposed to be so everyone can make money, but people are supposed to be able to make money doing what they want. So if they want to sell poisons, like you say, cigarettes, et cetera, there are a lot of people that like those things, and so they do have the right to sell them. But it's up to us to look out for each other, or heavenly warriors, to kind of warn us and ask us not to do those things because they're not good for us. The other thing that I would like to say is that I have had kind of poor health in the beginning. Kind of got it from my mom. I don't know whether I chose it or not. I wouldn't have definitely chosen the pain that I'm under sometimes. But if that's the case, I think that the way that my diet was when I'm 65 now, the way that my diet was when I first began noticing that I was being ill, my mom encouraged me to see a chiropractor who was also an astrologer, and she was also a natural food a doctor of natural foods. And I do think that the way that my diet had changed then, now they call it vegans, but I didn't even take dairy products. It took a while. After 4 years of not eating any type of meat or any dairy products as such, after 4 years I began eating fish and such. But I think that the way that I ate then and the way that I was taught to eat back then has made it so that my life is the way that it is now. You know, I am ill, but that I lasted this long and have had the strength to do a lot of things that I've been able to do in life. So those are the things that I wanted to say. I hope that I didn't speak too fast, and I kind of hope somebody disagrees with me.
Cosmic Beauty, let me ask a question. I appreciate your comments, and then I'm going to ask Dr. Wright to comment. So don't go away. I understand what you were saying about that's the way that at that time, 2,000 years ago, that who were deemed criminals, as Christ was deemed supposedly a criminal, that's the way that they were killed, no different than, you know, lethal injection and the electric chair or whatever else they use today. And I also appreciate what you were saying. I'm just trying to recap to understand what you're saying. I also understand what you're saying, that it's up to individuals here in our society, especially in this free society that we call America, to step to those, you know, those atrocities. And I think that lines with what Dr. Wright was saying about it's time. It's time for the change. It's time for people to speak out and take those risks if that's what they deem is within them. Would you mind sharing a birthday? Because I'm curious, because you are outspoken, you've joined us before. You have obviously no fear to speak your mind and truth to power. And as all of us are, in some form or another, you're going through something. Would you mind allowing Dr. Wright to give you some kind of insight based on your numbers for the year?
I would love it. My birth date is 1/27/1953, and I was born at 8:54 p.m. on a Tuesday. All of us children of my mom's were born on Tuesday evenings, as a matter of fact. So that's January 27th, 1953, at 8:54 p.m., which was a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Numerologically speaking, the birth date symbolizes God's part of the contract, our gifts, talents, skills, abilities, the promises that God makes. The name represents our part of the contract, or if you will, how we tell God we're going to use those wonderful gifts. And in your case, when we look at January, which is a number one, which is leadership. Everybody knows what the number one means.
Yes.
Leadership. Number one, leadership. You see, numbers are different from figures. If I hold up a pen and if I say I have one pen, that's a figure. That's a quantity. But if I look a little closer and I say big pens are number one, now that's a quality of being the best. So that's the difference between figures and numbers. Figures are for quantity. Figures are for quantities, but numbers reveal qualities. So you have a month of January, which gives you the gift of leadership. Your day of birth is a number 9. 2 + 7 is 9. But it's made up of the number 2, patience, and the 7, which is faith. 2 is patience, and 7 is faith. And the number 9 is a number for selfless giving. Selfless giving, the number 9. The story of Job tells us about the number 27, Judy. Are you familiar with that story?
Hello?
I'm not with it. And my name is Cosmic Beauty.
Okay, sorry. Are you familiar with the story of Job, Cosmic Beauty?
Sir. Oh, yes, I am familiar with that, but I'd like to hear what you'd have to say, please.
Well, I'm saying what I have to say is that the number 27 is about the story of Job.
Oh,
and
okay.
If you're familiar with that story, then that's going to define your experience. That's the guy who lost everything, got it back tenfold.
Oh, my goodness, and I got to look a little bit closer at the story of Job then.
Your year, 1953, you're welcome, 1 + 9 + 5 and 3 adds up to 18, and 1 + 8 is also 9.
Fine, there we go again.
Another 9. Your year, 1 + 5 + 3 is 18, 1 + 8 is 9. So there's another 9. So your gifts are concentrated. You have the number 1, which is leadership, and the number 9, which is selfless giving. What does that mean? You're going to be in situations where you're giving, 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 but getting little or nothing back from those you give to. So you came here to help the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged, people who don't have anything to give back. But you will also... But you will also encounter people who just won't give back. That's the tough part. That's the tough part.
But I guess that's a good part of being able to give. Like they say, when you loan somebody something, you loan it to them knowing that you may not get it back. And so in a way that you're kind of equal to them if they don't give it back to you. So when you just give somebody something, don't look for anything back. You know,
exactly.
Just maybe
that's the number 9.
Yeah.
What you are saying represents the number 9. Give without thought of return. Now, when we add it all up, 1 + 9 and 9 adds up to 19. You with me? Your monthly year, the January was a 1, the 2 9s, 18 is 19, 1 plus 9 is 10, and finally 1 plus 0 is 1. So your gift, when you add all three numbers, is to be a leader, to be independent, strong, assertive, dominant, and to be self-employed, to be the person who calls the shots, to be the person in charge.
Oh, thank you so much, Doctor. My life has been like that. I was a musician, and a vocalist and stuff, and I had to do my, and it was back in the time where it wasn't like all that stardom and all that other business. Like, it was a little bit, it was a lot different then. And it was about, at that time, making some money, but it was doing something, you know, that I was fortunate to be able to do something that I wanted to do, you know. And that really came because of my illness. I was trying to do a major in social work and do something else. But because I studied music and the way my health was going, I wound up doing that, you know, which I'm okay with. But you have really said, you know, really, you know, thank you. Thank you
and
so
now,
much.
And now God has kept you so that you can be a leader of the people. A leader of the people. So you are going to have opportunities where people come to you and want you to lead them. This year, that may happen this year. You may find others coming to you wanting to join with you. And also, I'm being urged to share with you, if you have been waiting for a financial settlement or waiting for money to come in, that's going to happen in May.
Oh, that's so, because I want my poetry book out so much. I want to be able to do it myself, you know, and I'm not, you know, able to get anybody to help me, you know, financially they can't. And Dr. Wright, I sure hope that happens, because I would like to do that, you know, and I'd make sure that you get one just for being you. And I just appreciate everything that you said. It made me feel very good about myself. Thank you.
Yes, it's going to happen by your actions. It's definitely going to happen.
Oh boy, thank you. Thank you so much for your thoughts and the things that you said to me.
Yes. Thank you, Dale, for providing us this format and the opportunity for me to share.
Okay, bye.
It's my pleasure. Well, Dr. Wright, we're coming to the close, and you know, this was really a special program because Dr. Martin Luther King is someone that I revere. I just think he was just one of the most special energies, because I try to live from a spiritual perspective, and we've had these conversations offline, Dr. Wright. And so I try to relate spirit to spirit, and I relate to you spirit to spirit, as opposed to the physical. Now, you can't always do that, but I try to live that way. And I just believe that Martin Luther King Jr., he was just one of the most special energies to have ever walked this planet. That's my true heartfelt belief and insight perspective, given all that God's given me to know. And so I believe that yesterday, that to his birthday, that should be a day that we, especially African Americans, need to just stop and take a moment and reflect on what this man did. You just said it. He gave the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate price of his life, and then it carried on, and we're all benefiting, all white, black, Asian, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, we're all benefiting from this.
Yeah, the whole planet.
So I thank you this evening for not just the focus on numerology, but giving your metaphysic experience and insight to this dialogue. I really appreciate where we went tonight with this, as opposed to normally we'll take calls. And for those of you who didn't get the call, Dr. Wright will be back, God be willing. So you'll have an opportunity. Just stay tuned with us, folks. Appreciate, you know, the dialogue that we had just about, well, back to the, you know, the theme of tonight, what's going on. And so can you, in the last minutes we have, can you give us some insight? What does
April look like, the next weeks ahead, going into May, April? What are the numbers saying for us? I know the list is
waiting. The focus becomes domestic. We're in the number 2 year. April is a 4 month. 4 plus 2 is 6. And 6 is the number of domesticity, home. So the focus becomes domestic. The focus is on marriage. The focus is on community. The focus is on America or whatever home, whatever country you call home. Family matters are going to come to the fore. Family matters. It's a great energy for those who are seeking to join with another in matrimony. So the focus is on home and domesticity. Folks who have come to a crossroads in their relationship, it's a great time for getting out of a marriage if it has run its course. Marriage and happiness or strife, the focus will be on domesticity, understanding the feelings and emotions of other family members, being available for them when they need you, being generous and helpful and patient, kind, and expressing love.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that's beautiful. That is absolutely, and it's so needed. What you're saying this is a good time for is, well, I would now look back on it, regardless of whether it's something we want to hear or not, it's probably needed. But this is more obviously, from my perspective, so needed. The focus on domesticity. You know, I suspect that means not just spousal, but siblings and grandparents. Can I broaden that? Is that what you mean by any aspect of domestic, the family?
All family members.
Wow.
Which includes everyone.
That's special. So it's a time for growth in that area, for the efficiency, for progress in that area. Not trying to put words, asking the question. Yes?
Well, I'll go over it again. The number 24, family matters, domesticity, love, great time for marriage, great time for getting out of a marriage. The focus will be on the home, all domestic issues, home, family, community, country, mom and apple pie. It's in number 6, understanding the feelings and emotions of other family members, which includes everyone because we're all children of God, being available for those in need, being generous, helpful, patient, and sharing love. That's what time it is. That's the 24.
Wow. Excellent. All right. Well, last month, for those of you who missed it, Dr. Wright said, and I don't have my notes right in front of me, great time for contracts, for negotiations. Am I correct about that for March, if I'm not mistaken? I don't think that was February. I think it was March. And you were right on point. So many things then came up in that month, in that vein and in that area. So what I could see, and not just with me, but with others that I saw things going on for them in that area of contracts and negotiations, there's so much of that took place. And I throughout the month, it just occurred again and again. I've seen people around me, even with myself, saying, oh, boy, what? Oh, yeah, I have to negotiate this situation, Darryl. I'm like, oh, wow, Dr. Wright said this was the month for that. And that's very interesting. So as you were saying, there's a lag. So will some of that carry on into April?
Oh, yes.
Dr. Wright.
Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. Spiritual energy isn't like you know, electricity, light on, light off. Spiritual energy is like a sunrise, just like the sunrise. Long before you can see the sun, the sky lights up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see the sun. Then the sun goes down over the horizon, but the sky is still lit. It's still orange as the sun sets. So, yeah, there is carryover into each month.
I like that. Energy is like the sun. Like the sun. Oh, boy. Dr. Wright, again, thank you so much. You, speaking of the sun, you have enlightened us once again. I can smile and laugh about that, and laughter's good.
That's the best medicine.
It really is, Dr. Wright. We love you so much. You are more than you even know. And I want to thank our Cosmic Beauty for joining us again and sharing and opening up some personal things about herself. And for, again, our listeners, we thank you for listening. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. Go to the archive. You can listen to Dr. Wright interview and dialogue. Tell your friends and colleagues, go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And when you go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, you're going to see all the archives for the last several years, all the interviews with Dr. Wright and Dr. Joy DeGruy and Dick Gregory and Ron Crenshaw and all the others that have been here, Dr. Akhil Kafani. You'll catch those. But if you want to catch tonight, you'll just go to the most recent download. It'll say Dr. Craig Wright's interview and tune in and just see what Dr. Wright has shared and what he has to offer in terms of his acumen for his expertise. Dr. Wright, as we always like to close with, how can someone reach out to you if they would like to personally?
For more information on numerology, you can visit my website at www.craigewright.com. That's CRAIGEWRIGHT.com. And as always, if you are 21 or younger, you can get a complimentary reading. It runs between 9 and 15 pages, and it'll really help you in terms of getting your life in track and moving in harmony with your contract with the Creator. Daryl, thanks again having me. Look forward to the next time. God bless.
Same here. God bless, Dr. Wright. Thank you. Well, listeners, it doesn't get more real than that. I just have to say, we opened up with Etta James, you know, What's Going On, Marvin Gaye, classic tune, her rendition. We answered some of the questions of what's going on, folks. It's really all about love. You know, that's the truth of the matter. And what's beautiful is, numerologically, that's a mouthful, the month of April is about love. It's about family. It's about community. And remember, said we're all children of the Most High, regardless of whether you're Muslim or Jewish or Hindu. You know, it really all comes back to one entity. For me, that's God. For someone else, it might be Buddha. But you know what? There's an entity that of love. And so you might call it one thing, I may call it another, but we're all brothers and sisters under the light, that light of love. And for me, that light of God. And so when I hear Dr. Wright talk about these weeks coming ahead, this month of April, being a great opportunity for energies of love, it's not just family. But let's take advantage of that, folks. If you got a spouse or a significant other or a sibling or a cousin or a friend, because they're under the light of brother or sister, this is a time to heal and mend and bring together. It's a time for change in terms of the year of 2018, a time for stepping out and speaking your mind, speaking truth to power. Let's make it happen. Let's do it. I'm all for it. That's what I'm about. I'm going to love you, and there's nothing you can do about it, and I'm going to keep on doing it. And as my guest said, if that means I'm going to be a heavenly warrior, I just thank God for it. And I thank you for being there for me as I try my best to be here for you. Tune in next week for another edition of Progressive News Weekly. I may have to preempt my own program next week, but do stay tuned for my weekly mailer. I may have to have a stand-in for myself as I have a commitment, and so we'll work it out no matter what. We'll have something very special for you next Thursday, no matter what. That I can assure you. So with that said, you know, keep on spin on. Tell someone that you love them. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but we do know that keep the faith and the best is yet to come. God bless. Every time we hear the music.